Hello, everyone. I'm George from Ireland, and I'm discussing the wave of demonstrations rocking Iran right now. This has been going on since just before the end of last year. So about a fortnight, large-scale demonstrations in Tehran, in many other cities. And so the Iranian government is a theocracy with the Grand Ayatollah Khamenei as the supreme leader, as a religious figure. And then obviously there's the president, Pezeshkian, who's a secular leader. So Khamenei has been there for 36 years. He's now 86 years of age and thought to be infirm. So he can't live much longer. So when he dies naturally, who's going to replace him? Not necessarily a reformer, but that is a bit of a risk there happening. That would obviously make them even more vulnerable if we were to die. He's not seen in public very much and not for very long because he's quite frail. Pezeshkian took over, was it 2 years ago, after the last guy died in a helicopter crash? So anyway, they were rocked by protests in, say, 2023. The British Foreign Office gave it a 50% chance of revolution that year. The regime got the situation under control, was much lower, but it is rising. I don't think it's as high as 50%. It could yet rise. And speaking to Iranians I know in London, again, they don't think the regime's going to fall yet. You know, see how it pans over the next month. I think that will be determinative. But these things are not obvious until really the last minute. You know, when they had the Islamic Revolution in that January 1979, until really just days before the Shah flew out, it wasn't clear that he was going to fall. And another thing is, when he fled, it wasn't obvious who was going to take over. There were socialists and communists. Could they have established a regime? Yes, there were the theocrats, reactionaries. Or was it sort of Western-style liberals? Would be some sort of coalition. The balance of power wasn't clear between those. And even in the Iranian regime, there are reformers and there are reactionaries, but within quite a narrow ideological spectrum, because, of course, there's a Council of Guardian which vetoes candidates who thought to be too liberal-minded. That's why it's not a real democracy. But, yeah. They said it's a perfect storm for the regime, which has been there since 1979. So there's major unrest for various reasons, partly because the economy is imploding. The Iranian rial has lost most of its value the last few months. It's really hit the bazaaris, and people just putting food on the table has become a lot more expensive for buying anything. They've been under sanctions on and off for like 47 years. And they found all sorts of ways to circumvent these. But those are difficult. They're costly. It's even harder when the Iranian rial has lost a lot of its value against other currencies. So they've got major problems. Russia's in no position to help. They've seen the impotence of Russia when their ally, Nicolas Maduro, was taken by the United States. Russia's mired in this unwinnable war in Ukraine. The Chinese not really inclined to help. They lost their Assad ally in Syria. The Iraqis are fairly friendly with them, but show no inclination to get involved, nor does any other country. The Houthi rebels in Yemen, they're on the back foot too. Who could possibly throw them a lifeline? I mean, Belarus, no. They're trying to cozy up to the West a little bit. North Korea is just so far away. There's really nothing they can do. So the Iranian regime is rather friendless. But that's not to say that it's got no support at home. There are some Iranians who are genuinely in favor of it. So the religious fundamentalists, especially in the countryside, maybe some of the older people are. They've got the Basjis and the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps. So they are steeped in the ideology. Then there's the military, which is like semi-secular. So what's going to happen is obviously very unclear. So the regime has responded with carrot and stick. Giving people an extra, is it £5 a month, which is not as derogatory as you might think in Iran, because Iran and the countryside is still actually quite a poor country. I know that upper middle class Tehranites are wealthy and their children go to university in the United Kingdom even. But, you know, it's a big country. It's difficult to generalize. That 85 million people is very large an area. So there's considerable regional diversity. I mean, the point that only about 60% of people are native speakers of Farsi, people are native speakers of Azerbaijan, of Arabic, of is it Baluchi, other language of Kurdish, and so forth. And not everybody is a Shia Muslim. That's about 90%. Some of them are only nominal members, some observant and some fanatical, and so on. So the economy is collapsing. is it going to get better? I don't see any sign of that right now. So people are protesting. They're being very frank. They're against the supreme leader. They want an end to theocracy. Some of them displaying the picture of the late Shah and his son. That could be enough to get you hanged sometimes. So there are all sorts of political complaints they've got. Plus, the regime, they think, is brittle. It has failed. It was humiliated. The Israelis flew over there, all those sorties, and not a single Israeli plane shot down. Almost none of their drones shot down. Iran's drone strikes on Israel were scarcely a pinprick. So their air defense is just clearly not working. You know, some of the legitimacy come from defending the country. They're not defending the country successfully. They're going to help the people of Gaza. They have failed to do so. Even their militia they sponsor in Lebanon, Hezbollah, is weaker than it was before. So they got all sorts of problems. Okay, so but you know that the solids were really hitting the fan when the regime they switched off the internet, which means they might just be slaughtering people. They don't want dissidents to be able to communicate. They don't want the outside world to be able to know. So the gloves are coming off in that sense. Probably already dozens of people have been killed, and then people will be arrested, rush through these very brief hearings and then hanged. So there's no question it is a brutal regime, and I would not shed a tear for it. The violent crackdown is continuing with large-scale arrests. So trying to cut people off from news, both that they can't have their spirits buoyed up by success of the demonstrations or communicate with the outside world, appeal for help to pressurize the regime to stop their savagery. And anyway, the classic way to try and delegitimize this is to say this is manipulated by the Israelis and the Americans. Okay, of course, that's not entirely specious. The United States and Israel have been open in calling for regime for a long time, which is actually quite unhelpful to Iranian reformers, liberals, and so on. And some of those who are demonstrating are even very religious themselves. They just recognize it's really a corrupt clique at the top, and there's an awful lot of defalcation. It has really failed to perform its duties to the people. A lot of money is siphoned off to the bank of nowhere. So wealthy people are connected to the government, to the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps. Some people are in it because they are true believers, and some people simply for advancement. There are always a few opportunists. Okay, so they're time servers there, as there are anybody anywhere else. But intervention by the United States or Israel, like airstrikes, that could be the thing that saves the regime, because then you feel like a traitor if you're demonstrating. The regime has survived a lot of concerted demonstrations before, but probably never before has there had such a concatenation of factors against them. This geriatric leader, the military defeats, and the economic collapse. So there's also real hardship. People who don't care about politics that much are coming onto the streets because they're just furious and frustrated with their suffering, which the government is failing to stem. But what kind of Iran would come out of this? I mean, that's not clear. You might want hope it's a better one. It might not be. It might be anarchic. It might be turmoil. Look at Libya in 2011. People might have thought a free society was going to be built. I hoped it would. But in a way, it hasn't. Yes, they had terrible oppression under Gaddafi, but now they've got chaos and oppression in parts of the country controlled by Khalifa Haftar. So we don't know. It's not necessarily a pro-Western country comes out of it. It's not necessarily a democracy. Could be not pro-Western, but democratic, or vice versa. Could be a secular military dictator takes over, something like that. So at what point would the regime offer concessions to a moratorium of the death penalty, release political prisoners? But would that make the demonstration simply grow even bigger? We don't know. Change the president. What can they do? Say, okay, the hijab is now optional, something like that. I think the regime's got fight in it yet. I think they'll try what their friend Bashar al-Assad tried in 2011, which is massive scale violence against peaceful demonstrators, call them armed terrorist gangs and things like that. I'm counting that the United States is definitely not going to intervene with a ground invasion. We shall see. What do you think is going to happen? Obviously, I would hope for better for Iran. There'd be no death penalty. People to do and say what they want. They want to practice Islam. Nobody should stop them. They don't want to practice Islam. No one should pressurize them, and so forth. The Shah's son coming back, I think that's less likely. Thank you so much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, Daddy PayPal, GeorgeCannon792@gmail.com. Goodbye.